This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. 6 years of drought have firefighters preparing for another busy wildfire season in parts of the West. Major blazes are already burning in 4 states. But firefighters don't have one of their most effective tools, air tankers, planes that attack blazes early with water and fire retardant. The federal government has grounded the air tanker fleet due to safety concerns. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Air tankers are key when blazes start. They move great distances relatively fast, dropping thousands of gallons of water or fire retardant, often slowing the spread of a blaze. But they're old, retired military planes provided by private contractors. The average plane is 48 years old. Some flew during World War II, and some have crashed. Tony Kern manages the aviation program for the U.S. Forest Service.
We are unsure of their airworthiness. We know that the 3 accidents that the NTSB investigated all resulted in wings coming off of aircraft because of widespread fatigue damage, and then we have the safety recommendations that say this may well be present in the remainder of the fleet. So it's not that we can definitely say that they're not safe, it's just we have no way to ensure that they are.
The 3 crashes investigated by the National Transportation Safety Board killed 7 crew members. The NTSB says neither the Forest Service nor the Federal Aviation Administration nor the industry have inspection and maintenance programs that would assure the planes are safe. The Forest Service says it can replace the 33 grounded tankers with smaller planes and helicopters. But Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano worries that they won't move enough water or retardant far enough and fast enough to keep newly sparked fires small.
Last year we had one that was 192,000 acres, and the year before we had one that was over 400,000 acres. And these big air tankers are useful because they can come in as your first wave of defense to really prevent a forest fire from becoming a mega fire. These air tankers, they're fast, they're efficient, and there's no replacement for them that they have identified. And they've basically said your first wave of attack is gone.
Tony Kern of the Forest Service acknowledges that handicap for remote fires far from helicopter and airplane bases. He says it'll take 3 to 5 years and up to $40 million to replace the grounded air tankers with younger, more reliable aircraft. Kern worries that during that lull, the private contractors that provide air tankers will lose pilots and crews who are not easily replaced. Matt Ziamek is one of those contractors and president of an industry association.
I think the air tanker side of the aerial firefighting industry generates about $30 million in revenues annually. My guess is it would impact somewhere in the vicinity of around 500 people. A lot of companies will fail because we rely on firefighting as our sole source of income.
Ziamek spoke on his cell phone as he rushed from meeting to meeting in Washington today, telling government officials that firefighting will suffer without air tankers.
We just don't think that they have the depth to cover it the way they say. But the only way we'll know is at the end of the fire season when we see how bad of a season we've had.
So far, wildfires are breaking out early, and firefighters are expecting a long, hot summer attacking flames. Howard Berkus, NPR News.